Kelly Norman and her husband Bob Gerard have taught English and theater at Baker County High School in McClenny for 30 years. They've learned to go a little bit offbeat to get the students interested.
We've done crazy stuff over the years. We had a Mardi Gras parade once down Highway 90. The kids rode down throwing beads and hitting people, and the people weren't even trying to catch them. They didn't know what the heck was going on. We've done fun stuff.
Which is how you get kids in a rural community interested in Shakespeare. Kelly was just 21 when she started teaching English at Baker, the high school she'd graduated from only a few years earlier. There was no theater program then.
In the 60s, there was a class play every year. This year, our season has been Wizard of Oz, an original play that we wrote called The Old Time Gospel Jubilee. We're currently trying to get it published. Then we did Broadway and Baker. We started Broadway and Baker about 10 years ago. It's a cabaret style thing, Broadway tunes. We're partnering with the jazz band. We're going to do a blues in the night. Our kids will be vocalists. So I'm setting up the auditorium with my tables and chairs in a semicircle. We're going to have a big dance floor, dessert bar in the back.
McClenny is better known for its hunting and fishing and for country arts like quilting rather than for theater. Building a drama program in a rural community took time and commitment.
First of all, you have to be a recruiter, and it helped that I was 21. You just have to be enthusiastic about what you're doing. The community's kind of embraced this as their own. We have lots of patrons and sponsors. 30 years ago, I could name everybody in the audience. I was probably related to them or knew them really well. You might have 50 people, and today we have 300.
Several of Kelly Norman's students have gone on to professional careers in theater, and one is a rising star in the art.
Britt Hancock, he actually has been in 4 traveling productions that we've seen. Currently, he is the artistic director at the Cumberland County Playhouse, which is a notable regional theater right outside Nashville.
Students like Britt also were inspired by going on the program's annual field trip to New York City, where they watch plays and talk to theater professionals about the art and craft.
I go to New York every year. I'm getting ready to with the kids. I actually have a friend. He just left doing the Phantom of the Opera. He was the Phantom. He and I were in college together. We acted together. So I have friends who are in New York. I go to New York for 3 or 4 or 5 days, and I'm ready to come back here.
When asked what she wants for her program in McClenny, Kelly doesn't hesitate.
Oh, that's easy. A performing arts center that could be used for the entire community, not just us, but that would have a fly system that would be set up so it's not part of the high school cafeteria. A theater.
Kelly Norman and Bob Gerard developed strong friendships with the first students who signed up for their program. Over the decades, those friendships and their love of theater have paid dividends.
We're into 3rd generation. I'm working with grandchildren of people in our program 30 years ago, which is kind of amazing.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.